Hi, it's Mariga here from Skin Essentials, and in today's podcast episode, I wanted to talk to you about something that I like to call prejuvenation. So I'm sure if you're at all interested in skincare, that the word rejuvenation is one that you know very well, and that effectively is what a lot of our non-invasive anti-aging skin treatments are about rejuvenating the skin. So from your point of view, you know, you're interested, of course, in rejuvenating how you look and looking a bit younger, or slowing down the aging process, or both. Whether that for you is to look fresher or brighter or fewer lines or tighter, it means different things to different people. But basically what we are doing is rejuvenation of some sort or another. So prejuvenation. This is preparing for your skin treatments. So I suppose with these, I'm really talking about the more advanced skincare. So the likes of microneedling, radio frequency, pyramid facelift. These are treatments that work deep in the skin. The results last a long time. And what they have in common is they are stimulating some or several processes in the skin to work harder, to work better, to work more like they did when we were younger. So stimulating, though, is only half the battle. So if we take the example of microneedling, what you are doing there is you're using steel needles. It's not as bad as it sounds. But you are using them to penetrate through the skin to the depth of the fibroblast, which live in our skin structure. And fibroblasts make collagen fibers. That's one of their major jobs. So what you're doing with the needling device is basically using the needles to poke the fibroblast on the top of the head and say, hey, wake up there. You need to work a little bit faster, a little bit more efficiently. At making the collagen fibers, you're slacking on the job there. So it is very effective at stimulating fibroblasts, among other things. But there is no point in stimulating the fibroblast and revving it up and giving it more energy to create more collagen fibers or to create better collagen fibers if it doesn't have the raw materials to make the collagen fibers out of. So this is where your prejuvenation comes in. It's making sure in the weeks coming up to your first treatment that you are using skincare products at home that are supplying this deficit. If there wasn't a deficit in these raw materials for collagen, then we wouldn't need the treatment. Your skin would still be youthful and plump and bouncy and healthful. So it's because of this natural slowdown in the skin's natural reserves that we need to do the treatment in the first place. So half the battle is stimulating the skin to up-level again, but the other half is to supply the ingredients it needs to do that with. Now, there are other issues as well, of course. We do always need to talk about diet and lifestyle and sun protection, because the skin's natural reserves of all ingredients come from the diet initially. Some are just byproducts that are made deliberately made in the skin itself, like some natural antioxidants. But everything slows down as we age. So we supplement them with the home care. You drink plenty of water, you make sure you're doing all the right things, and then your skin is more receptive, more responsive, and has the ability to produce better results from the treatments. So that is my take on prejuvenation. You might feel that if you've ever had, you know, a course of treatment like microneedling or radio frequency, that perhaps you didn't get the results that you were hoping for. So it's worth thinking about that. Did you, first of all, were you recommended to use the products at home first and throughout, and indeed after? It's an ongoing thing. Perhaps it wasn't recommended to you. Maybe it was recommended to you and you decided against it. But it is definitely something to think about if you feel like you didn't have results that you wanted from a course of treatment. So always think about the skin in terms of inside and outside and chemical and mechanical. So the chemical part is your skin producing the ingredients and having the ingredients it needs to work with. And the mechanical part is your treatment, if you like. So that is when we are talking about these more advanced treatments that are stimulating processes in the skin to re-begin or to speed up and work better. When it comes to things like facials, like a classic facial that you would have every month to improve the appearance of the skin, the surface of the skin is what we're dealing with right there. That's completely different because we are in those facials, we are supplying the ingredients chosen for your skin on the day through the facial. So, you know, enzymes, masks, whether they are water, we determine that they are, you're missing some maybe water-based actives or some oil-based actives, because everything in the skin will either be soluble in oil or water. And we're always looking after the oil and water elements of the skin. That's kind of what we do. That's the real basis of preventative and corrective skincare. So the prejuvenation, while of course it is always good from an anti-aging point of view and a skin health point of view to use the best possible skincare ingredients for your skin and your budget at home, including SPF every day, it really only shows in the difference of results for the advanced treatments. So this doesn't affect your facials, this affects the kind of step up from that. So like I said, that's microneedling, that is maybe ultrasound facials, certainly with your laser facials. We don't do those here, but just in case, and if you do have those elsewhere, yes, same kind of thing, you're stimulating, and before you stimulate, you need to replenish the natural reserves of the skin. So that's prejuvenation. It is different for everybody what your skin may or may not need. I do try to keep our products here multifunctional, multitasking. So for example, if you are concerned about aging, then collagen loss is really what we're talking about. And our hydrocollagen serum has all of the ingredients that your fibroblasts need to create good quality collagen fibers. So that would be the product that in general I would be recommending to anybody to start using. You know, 4 weeks, I like to get one skin cycle in, if possible, before we do a treatment. I like to get one skin cycle on the home care products that I like you to use. So we don't make you buy them. We don't make you buy our products. But I really do feel that by not including the hydrocollagen serum in your anti-aging treatment regime, that you are really missing a trick and will not see the same results as those who do. So that is my advice on prejuvenation. Use the best possible ingredients that you can for your skin, and most especially before you invest in a course of anti-aging treatments, make sure that you're giving your skin every chance to get the maximum benefits. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And as always, you can reach out to me or any of the team here at Skin Essentials in Wexford if we can help you with your personal skin concerns. Have a great day.